Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey guys, welcome back to We Met at Acme. This is episode 3, and I'm so excited to introduce Mike and Joe, our first gay dating experts.
Hi guys.
Thank you so much for being here and sharing your wisdom with these beautiful listeners of ours.
I feel like prepared to be enlightened.
Yeah, I feel like we've been through it all and might as well help the others.
Do some charity work over here.
We love a good charity gala.
Pro bono.
Mike and I went to BU together, and Joe is just a little random hoe from the city.
That we picked up on the street.
I picked you up on the streets.
You wish. Joe is awesome. He went to NYU, and he has a lot of experience dating in the city, as does Mike, who moved here right after school. And we're going to talk about some interesting kind of gay dating subjects, which we have yet to talk about on the show. So thanks, guys, for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, of course.
I think we're what you call serial New York gay daters.
I agree. Would you guys say that you're big in the gay dating scene? Like, are your names known? Is it a small scene that it's kind of like that?
It's a tiny scene, but like, I don't even know if we can just make a dating scene, but like... gay, Jewish, just go out, like small, it's a small scene
in general.
So there aren't a lot of like gay goys in the group.
No, there are. Like 100% there are, but like if you're looking to date a Jew, you're like, everyone's probably overlapped a little.
Okay, interesting.
Like to give reference, my boyfriend and Mike's boyfriend used to be boyfriends.
Interesting.
Like, small world like
so that. I did want to bring that up. So Mike and Joe actually have boyfriends now, but for a while they were like dominating the single gay scene in the city and just like slaying left and right. So hopefully they'll be comfortable telling us a couple stories about those times. So let's talk about something that's very common in the gay world that Kevin Spacey actually did today, which is coming out. What was that like for you, Joe?
So, honestly, I got very lucky.
Yeah.
When I came out, my family was, like, pretty accepting. We're lucky to live in a time where most of, like, our friends are chill and they're not going to, like, make a huge scene out of it. Obviously, there was a lot of buildup coming up to it. A lot of, like, nerves, like, will you be accepted? How's everyone going to react? Stuff of that sort. But I will say, like, similar to, like, every gay man who's probably come out, I don't think anyone ever regrets it. I think it's always everyone's, like, best moment that, like, you start from there and then you really start to, like, learn who you are and be happy with who you are. So I kind of am, like, a bad liar. So I told, like, literally everyone in the span of 3 days.
Yeah.
And it, like, it was just, like, ripping a Band-Aid. And then after that, it was, like, pretty good, honestly. Pretty blessed in that regard.
Nice. And Mike?
I think that Joe and I are both lucky in the way that we're both from, you know, the Northeast mm-hmm. and come from pretty liberal families.
Yeah.
Both of our families are super accepting, mm-hmm. Some people more than other, but mm-hmm. that's just the nature of the game.
Right.
But I feel, and I, Joe, forgive me if I'm speaking on your behalf as well, but I think that when I came out, and I think that it was a similar experience for you, most people were like, duh. You know, right. it was never right. kind of a, like
literal,
earth-shattering news.
Totally.
And for the most part, when I felt like I was about to, like, reveal the nuclear codes to yeah. them, everyone was like, okay, and?
Right.
Literally, right. and. Like, my sister overheard me, like, coming out to my parents, but didn't hear what we were talking about. Like, what was that, like, that whole talk about? I'm like, I'm right. gay. She's like, yeah, I know, but, like, what was, like, right. like what was, like, the commotion
I'm
about?
I'm dead. Do you think that people are coming out at a younger age now? I feel like it was college for us. Do you think that it's younger? Like, does your sister, Mike has a younger sister, does she have any friends that are openly
yeah,
gay?
Yeah, my sister's in high school now, and she, when I came out to her, it was, like, kind of a non-issue, which was mm-hmm. super exciting and refreshing to see. She's mm-hmm. surrounded by gay classmates who are open, mm-hmm. and there's even some gender non-conforming wow. classmates of hers, and it's just kind of, it feels like a whole other world.
Okay, so Joe was, we were talking earlier about referring to people as they. What are the types of people that you're supposed to refer to as they?
I think that there are no types of people is really the message that's trying to get across is yeah. that no one should be defined by gender. I think right. that it's that we're all humans, and I think that it's like a knee-jerk reaction. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not okay like to ever like make someone feel like different than what they want to be. So I think right. that what is what we're all working towards as a society is to mm-hmm. only like make everything so that everyone feels like they're welcome. And I think that it's a little harder when it's your words and, like, sometimes your knee-jerk reaction. Like, you can't train your tongue
yeah.
as hard. Like, even if your mind is thinking something, like, your tongue can be much quicker. And I think yeah. that that's something that we're all going to have to work on.
Totally.
And there are rules that we should all, like, brush up on and be better. And
right.
I'm one of them. And I, like, I know that nothing that, like, I say or my peers say is out of malice or, like, anger or hatred. It's right. just, like,
I honestly think you should run for president.
Thank you.
But on that note, like, a lot of people who are ignorant think that gay guys who are friends with other gay guys are just, like, all having an orgy at all times. Is that the case? Like, have all of your friends kind of hooked up with each other to try it out or not really?
It's 110% the case.
Like, I mean, sometimes no, but, like, if you go through, like, circles of friends, almost always there's at least a little overlap.
Right.
As a disclaimer, yeah. Joe and I have hooked up.
Yeah. Interesting.
A very raunchy night in Sarah Moskowitz's brother's bed.
Interesting.
Shout out to Sarah Moskowitz's brother.
Shout out
to
Donnie Moskowitz. Thank you for Woo! That magical night.
Wait, and so why didn't it work out?
Because Mike was a disgusting human and thought
I don't
he
think
was,
Mike was ready for a relationship.
And wasn't ready for real.
I think that
also
I realized,
we weren't in love.
I think we realized that we were better off as friends and mm-hmm. that our relationship
we needed a break. We went on a 3-year break.
I wasn't good enough for you.
You weren't. You were not.
We're talking about Teddy Geiger right now.
So apparently, news to me, but Teddy Geiger announced that Teddy is transitioning.
Well, but how would we actually say it with the right pronoun?
Well,
I haven't done enough research mm-hmm. on that.
It always depends on how, you know, each person, what they associate with. Male, female, they, them, are mm-hmm. all pronouns that people choose for themselves with what right. they're most comfortable with.
Yeah.
Not all people can fall into the clear category of male, female. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's why we have them and they as right. alternative pronouns.
Totally. So let's talk about Kevin Spacey for a second.
Let's.
What?
We
a
were
shocker.
Joking. I mean, not, obviously, we're not shocked.
Who?
I actually just found out this year. For
I told
the first
you.
Time
I think I told you
from
that.
From you.
Yeah.
I had no idea. And I feel like you guys have known for a while.
Well, I just want to be clear.
Yeah.
We knew
that he.
About his sexuality.
His sexuality.
You didn't know he was a rapist.
Not a rapist.
Not a rapist.
We're not claiming. This is not an issue of rape. It's an issue of sexual harassing and putting a minor in an inappropriate position.
Right.
So that I was unaware of. No.
Mm-hmm. And do you think it was classy of him to kind of be like, well, I'm sorry I molested that person, but it's because I'm gay and kind of...
No, I think it was the complete opposite. I think it was such a cop-out and a way to distract from, like, his wrongdoings and set back the gay movement by so much, because for so long we've been fighting against the notion that these, like, a lot of conservative people feel like homosexuality goes hand in hand with pedophilia, and that it's a sin because it's that, and it's like because
of like priests raping
It's been this common misconception for for decades that like gays are sick and they're pedophiles, and like we've been fighting so hard to prove that it's not this gross thing,
right?
And for him to finally be coming out after holding in a sexual, like for hiding his sexuality for so long, and it's fine, everyone can do what they want with it, but then to blanket his like wrongdoings by saying, oh, and I'm gay, like to completely try and cover it up, just really, it's kind of gross.
It
feels like Kevin Spacey took a page out of Donald Trump's playbook by steer the narrative a different way, and this was, you know, a really bad attempt at him trying to, I don't want to say cover up, but kind of distract what the real issue at hand is, which is the fact that he made a minor feel uncomfortable in a sexual way.
Right.
By throwing in there that, yes, by the way, I am gay and have been living as a gay man.
It's like trying to make that announcement, it's like not distract everyone.
It's like, yeah, I've been living as a gay man and this is what we do type of thing. It's fucked up. But then I think he apologized for his initial apology.
Well, of course. How many times can you apologize?
Well, and they canceled House of Cards.
Unclear if it was in direct relation to
mean, that would be like if, like, you cheated on me and I broke up with you today.
No.
And someone was like, I feel like it's because he cheated on you. And I was like, no, it's unrelated. No,
you may have had plans to break up with me on that date. Like,
that's true. Like,
the plot could have already been made.
That's true.
And they were going to wait to announce it, and they're just like, they don't want to ruin the reputation of the show, so they're just
announcing
it. They
were like, oh, perfect.
They're pre-announcing
it. Now we can
announce,
right.
Feels like a convenient time for the studio at hand to come out as the heroes.
Agreed. So let's educate people a little bit about
about
gay dating. if you're not aware of how kind of like gay sex works, which I still am learning.
I'm still learning.
There's a bottom and a top. And so one person essentially receives and the other person essentially gives. And can someone ever transition from bottom to top or top to bottom?
I think that, you know, like gender, your sexual position is...
And preferences
are... kind of can vary and are on a spectrum and are case by case specific.
Right.
Many people identify.
What's it called when someone does both?
Versatile.
So, you know, I think it depends on your partner, your mood that day, and what you had for dinner that night.
Totally.
To kind of determine what role you're going to be playing in the bedroom.
Does it say the role next to the username on Grindr?
It can.
Yeah.
You might, like, it might say name verse hung.
A lot of people are very set in their ways, so to speak. So when looking for a potential partner or hookup, like, they are very specific about what they're looking for.
Totally. Do you guys know any, and obviously we don't have to name names, but any straight guys in, let's say, like, you know, from work or, like, in the NYU or BU scene or anything that are gay and are not out yet and are kind of, like, shady or sketchy about it or, like, would accept head from a guy, but, like, that's it type of thing?
I think that we both, Joe and I, have encountered... people.
Like, have you been hit on by straight guys before?
I've had some interesting encounters with men who associate as straight, as interesting as, you know, waking up with them in bed the morning after.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Very interesting.
That's very interesting.
I think that even though we are very lucky, Mike and I, to be in a time where people are very accepting, people will still always be a little bit confused and a little bit afraid. And some people are just unsure. Mm-hmm. So I think both Mike and I have encountered men who claim to be, who associate as being straight.
Or publicly straight.
Mm-hmm. Or have yet to come out to people. But like, I personally feel that it's never my place to out someone.
Right.
But it's always just very interesting. Like, my sister actually went on a date with someone and she was like, I'm pretty sure this guy is gay.
Yeah, that's happened to me.
I did some research and I go, sister, like, he is 100% playing for my team.
I sent you a video. There was a video I saw of a couple dancing the other day and I sent it to Joe and I was like, 100% he's gay, right? Like, I'm not even trying
to. If they're happy and they love each other and their bedroom works,
and he was like, yeah, he's definitely gay, but if it works, it works, you know? And there are some famous arrangements like that have been working for years, I feel like.
But I have been in several positions where I've come across, when I was on the dating apps, people have crossed my phone that we all know.
Oh,
who,
yeah.
You know, say they are straight.
Totally.
And just a word for the, you know, some words of advice.
Never send a face pic. Literally, keep your face out of the news.
Wow, who did it?
No one. We don't say names, but like, just be smarter.
Yeah.
You know?
Don't be public or, you know, even though you don't think you're being public, but don't go on the internet searching for a gay encounter.
Go to a gay bar instead? Or is that even like riskier?
No, I think you need either. It's hard for us to say, but you need to be honest with yourself and you have to be like, if this is something that I'm willing to do, understand that other people will know. Mm-hmm. Like, people love to, sadly, we're people that love to gossip, not, like, everyone. It's just, we live in a small community, like, all of our communities are small, so people are gonna talk. So, if you think you found the one stranger that you think, like, won't bring up your face, it's a little bit naive.
Right.
Neither of us in our position to judge. If you want to go to a gay bar or go on Grindr, but you're not out of the closet, it's your prerogative. Just know that
it will
get out.
So here's the thing I told my parents when I came out. I said, you don't need to tell anyone, but know that once two people know, everyone knows. And everyone, it's the number one rule of gossiping. Like, right. Once two people know, everyone's going to know. So everyone. You really need to be, if it's something that you think will affect your future or how you think you're going to live your life, just be a little bit more careful or just throw it all to the wind and do whatever the fuck you want.
Agreed. So do you guys think that two guys in a relationship is more or less dramatic than like a guy and a girl or two women in a relationship?
I'm not going to associate, like, pigeonhole anyone, but like, I think that gay men have plenty of drama. Straight couples have plenty of drama.
Right.
I'm sure, like, all couples will have drama, probably, but it's the people.
Yeah.
Speaking from experience only, my personal experience only, it feels like...
In your relationship with women?
No.
And all of your girlfriends?
From observing others in relationships. Yeah. Both, you know, straight couples, gay couples, curious couples, the whole shebang. It feels like two men in a relationship has its own set of challenges.
Right. But it's not dramatic, per se.
Dramatic in a different way. I think when you put two men in a relationship, you have, you know, two people who are pretty sexually charged.
Right.
You know, men in general are very... We always have a stereotype that men
that they always
care about
sex.
Only about sex.
So it's like two people that both want that.
Yeah, and that's why I think we see so many gay relationships, gay male relationships that are open or have monogamy problems because a lot of men, because there's two men involved, prefer to just have their fun.
Are either of your relationships open relationships?
They are not.
Mine is not open.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would you ever consider an open relationship?
I think it's, for me, it's hard to say right now. I think that in this place right now, I'm happy with a closed relationship. Mm-hmm. My relationship is also very new and it's special and I like the newness of it and mm-hmm. enjoying each other's company. I'm also not in any place to judge again. I know a lot of people who have been together for 10 plus years who mm-hmm. are in love with their partners,
right.
but sometimes will open up their relationship sexually because mm-hmm. they need that and that works to them. I think if right. we learned anything from Carrie and Big is that every couple has their own rules.
So true.
And that you got to do whatever works for you.
We can't judge.
Yeah.
What are some rules?
Someone very wise who I once was involved with romantically told me that there's three important rules to any successful open relationship. The first one is can't be the same person more than once.
Mm.
The second one was taken from our favorite movie, Pretty Woman, No Kissing on the Lips.
Smart.
And the third and I think most important rule to an open relationship is don't make me look like a fool in public. Meaning,
yeah.
the couple's out together and, mm-hmm. you know, again, the rules are your own and personal.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make the other one look stupid to people that you both know.
Right. I completely agree.
Never ends well.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts on, like, for example, I was propositioned to have a threesome with a couple at a wedding last year. And
congrats, I'm proud of you.
Thank
you. Such an honor. So rare.
Thank you. I would say it's the first time, but it wasn't, actually. Not that we're counting. And I said no, but they were like, no, like, we do this, you know, a lot. Like, we don't have to touch me or, you know, that kind of thing. Is that an open relationship to you? Or is that just, like, an experimental relationship? Would you do that with your boyfriend? Have you been propositioned yourself for that?
I think that's another set of rules that's, mm-hmm. you know,
like, you only play specific. Together.
Right.
That's, like, another rule that people do. It's, like, like you only do it together. It's when you do it separately that it's cheating.
Mm. But are you into that? Like, would you ever do
personally,
that?
Again, at this point in my relationship, no.
Do you think it's a mark of being unhappy? Be honest.
No, I don't think so. I think that it's a mark of knowing if that's what you need to make a relationship happier,
mm-hmm.
like together as a couple, then like, no, it's like a sign that you're willing to work on being happy.
Right.
Do what
if that works for you.
Right.
I don't think that it 100% means it's like a sign, like the last saving grace of your relationship. I don't think that that's also a fair thing to touch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Agreed.
Agreed. Yeah.
Yeah. I personally am just a very jealous person. So mm-hmm. at the moment that would need to be something I would need to work on to be like comfortable with that. But again, like neither of us have been in relationships for long enough to know like where it goes at the end, like in the middle of the road. Like you might love someone, but you need to change something. Like, it depends on the couple.
Totally.
I think that something we're seeing now in gay male relationships mm-hmm. is the ability for gay men to separate love and sex.
Wow.
Whereas that's really they should be, or not should be, but you know, we call sex a lot of times making love.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that a lot of gay men, you know, with the existence of all the hookup sites and apps, it's now sex is just sex.
Right. It's like so, easy to have sex. It's harder to find a relationship.
Fully. And for sure. All of this abundance of online dating and online apps, it's making it more prevalent than just seeking sex. And mm-hmm. I think that that's where an open relationship could work is, okay. you know, when you love your partner and you're committed to only them emotionally,
mm-hmm.
but you open up the relationship to others in pure sexual ways.
Right. Yeah, I actually was talking about
that. But recently. To play the other mm-hmm. at the other side of that argument, I think it is also getting to a point where it has become so accepted that gay relationships don't need to be monogamous that it's becoming this like the automatic social norm that might not be the healthiest for relationships.
Yeah,
I think that
I can't imagine.
We've created the stereotype that like sex it's just sex, so we don't always need to remain monogamous, which I think, like, also could be a hindrance to, like, long-term success because it's like, oh, it's accepted as opposed in, like,
right.
in the straight world.
Confusing.
It's like, not assume that it's allowed for you to have sex with other
people. So in that case, obviously you guys have girlfriends. You know that when like girls are going out on dates with guys, they're told, you know, like, don't have sex right away, whatever. When you guys were single, did you feel like you had to wait at all for that, or like for a guy to like you, or was it not at all like that?
Personally, in my dating experience, if I was seriously interested in a guy, I wouldn't have sex with him immediately. But then again,
how many guys
I haven't
have feelings for?
Yeah. Then again, you know,
it's hard to have feelings right away. Sometimes they develop because of sex, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
It's the, you get to know someone so intimately.
I haven't been in that many relationships where it's like a lot of the first dates, but like you, it's very rare that you like meet a guy that you really like. So if you're just into them, I think you're down.
Right. And let's talk about penis size for a second. Is there like, obviously for girls, I would love, you know, bigger rather than smaller. I think I speak on behalf of all girls when I say that.
Of women everywhere.
Speaking on behalf of women around the world. And, honestly, I just wonder if it's the same situation. I just feel like for me, if I were a gay guy, I just wouldn't care.
I wouldn't say not care. I think that it...
I would feel like a chode would be bad or difficult.
A chode would.
Right.
I would guess. I wouldn't say that it doesn't matter, but I do think that, like, at a certain point, there is too big.
Okay, so, and what do you do about that? Like, what do you do when there's a too big
thing?
Have
you ever seen that episode of Broad City?
Which one? Because I feel like
that basketball player group, what's his name? Where they, like, do all this weird shit because it's way too big for her.
I feel like, yes. It was Alana that was in with them. Yeah, she's so fucking funny. If you're listening, shout out. We love you guys on Broad City. Please come on this podcast. All right, so we're talking about how we know if someone's playing on Joe and Mike's team, or my team. Joe was saying,
just like something I've observed, if a straight guy who I don't know closely, like isn't a good friend of mine or like dating one of my best friends, but like kind of random, adds me on Facebook or Instagram, like that to me is a red flag that he might have gay tendencies. Like, why are you following me? Why do you want to watch my life? Like, stuff like that.
Okay. So if a guy friends you on Facebook, you think that he might be gay, or he's
if
just like
I
intrigued.
Don't have a close relationship with him, and it's just like if I can't fathom me wanting to follow him, it's just like what's your goal? Like, it's kind of weird.
What are your motives?
What are your motives? Right. Exactly.
Totally. Agreed. Let's talk about Instagram and guys. Like, I was just showing you someone on Instagram that has a pretty extensive Instagram profile. And I don't know, I wouldn't say that makes him gay necessarily, but just what do you think of straight guys, gay guys, any kind of guy who has a really intense Instagram and maintains it?
My whole take on dudes on Instagram.
Dudes?
Just good guys.
Dudes.
Dudes is categorizing all men, gay, straight, confused, anything you are, is unless you are doing it for work or to further promote yourself to, you know, become better at your career.
Yeah.
I don't want to see your brunch.
Yeah, just do less. And you shouldn't be so into yourself on social media. It's a turnoff.
Is it a deal breaker? Like, what are some posts that you guys like cringe at when you see?
Anything sponsored.
Honestly, pay me to post anything. Anyone out there, I will do a sponsored
post. What about a mirror selfie?
If it's good, keep it.
If you have a good body, like,
like we're happy for you. Keep doing your work. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, if you're showing off your body, like,
I don't like gym selfies.
But what
they're
if it's
annoying.
Only
like,
pictures
make it
of the guy alone, and he's
that means
straight.
He has ugly friends, and it's fine. He doesn't need to bring them into the photo. You get more likes alone.
Guys,
that's true.
Instagram is a shady dating profile.
It kind of is. It really
is. The best dating app, people you might know on Facebook. It's always hot people.
No, for me, it's always people I've been avoiding and never want to be friends with on Facebook.
Or like your weird aunt from Wisconsin.
Yeah, I don't know. The algorithm for me is always attractive.
It's always like the girl from Long Island who I have like 5,000 like friends in common with, but like refuse to like
Sharon.
Get close with.
Yeah, shout out to Sharon.
Oh, love Cher.
No, but I think that an Instagram page is where, you know, we all put our best foot forward, and it's a shady Tinder profile.
Yeah.
It's where you display
You're putting everything on display.
And we've all been victims, or, you know, on the other
hand, Regina George.
Well, no, of the DM. We've all, I think, been the receiver or the giver of a shady DM or sliding into someone's DM.
Totally. So you approve of the post?
I've now circled back, and if you are a straight man with a hot body, feel free to upload however many shirtless photos you want. It's your business card. It's gonna get you laid. I don't want to see your brunch. I don't want to see you at the gym. But if you're casually on a hike or if you're in a pool, take your shirt off always. If you're holding something, hold it with like definition on your arm, you know?
Might as well.
Like if you're going to point with power, you know? And then that's what you should post. And then I will support it.
100p. Let's talk about texting. Do you guys think that the texting rules that you like hear us talk about are basically the same exact with when texting with single guys when you were single?
I think that my girlfriends trained me to be over analytical of my text messages.
100%.
And I always joke, I think my girlfriends made me crazier than I need to be.
Yeah, like just fuck it up, send the text. Like, no guy's reading like that much into it.
There's that meme that's like guys just send texts and the girls like have an army of like 30 women with them composing a single text that's like, dinner was good, how are you?
My best friend is my ghostwriter of every text you've ever read.
Yeah, but I think that we are products of our surrounding, and therefore every text that is sent in the dating world is like thought about, timed perfectly.
Even with your boyfriends, though?
No.
I don't plan a text.
Yeah.
I think once you're in a relationship, all fucks go out the door.
Like, you know you're getting dinner that night.
Right. Anything goes.
Totally. Totally.
And they're usually boring. They're like, what do you want to do?
Can you grab toilet paper?
Yeah.
No fun. But I will say, texting in the gay world, I feel like, is much more explicit. Like, I feel like, how often would you get a
dick pic?
Not even a pic, a video.
A dick video?
A diddy-o.
I've never received a diddy-o.
Good morning, diddy-o.
I've never received a diddy-o.
Let me tell you, some of these gays are so
ruthless. And like,
are you guys like sexting all day?
No.
But not now.
No.
The answer is not
no. It also depends on the guy.
No, but some of these men, I'm shocked by their abilities to write. Like, these men that I've encountered in my
life. Like, wear business suits during the day. Like, yeah, also, and then I would say Grindr and these things have made it, like, it's basically text. You can take your Grindr messages and basically make them text, and you'd be very, I think straight people would be very shocked to see it. Like, mothers would be very surprised what their sons are sending out. I think Bumble is a great thing and empowering for women. Like, it had, like, you should be able to send a text.
Right.
Like, I think that there's still...
I should be able to send a badge pic.
Honestly, if you're feeling pretty, send a vadio? A vagina video? Is a vadio now? just live your best life. And it doesn't need to be that serious all the time.
Totally.
I agree. I think that sometimes I see in my straight friends that they overthink it and just don't. Just... You want to say something, say it. I think the games are the death of all new relationships.
And another thing.
Yeah.
Straight girls, don't go out with annoying other girls. Like, go out with fun girls. Like, you want to go to the bar.
Like Olivia.
Like, shout out Olivia, you're a fun girl.
We love you.
I think that, like, also.
Get the shout out in every episode.
I feel like.
I'm so done.
I'm done. I just think that, like, the reason we like a lot of gay men like going out is, we only go out when we're having fun and we make going right. out fun. So totally. Girls shouldn't just be going out like, oh, I'm going to sit at this guy's table. But like, if you right. don't like, genuinely want to be there, it's like, go out, shake your tits, have fun. Like, right. you should like want to be social. And I think that that's like really where you get to meet more people.
Totally.
And another rule I would say is I think you should go on every first date because I think everything's a learning experience. All about that. I think that like you go on it, you like them, great. Mm-hmm. You don't, you learn what you want in the next person, you keep going. Like, I think saying yes to every first date is like a really strong point because you learn more about yourself and what you're actually looking for in someone else.
I totally agree.
People always surprise you.
It's true. Any funny stories from single life, last words, or any anecdotes about dating life?
I have a list on my phone.
Oh my God, thank God.
That I just came to me that I kept a full list of the funny and awful things that happened to me in gay dating.
Have a list as well?
I cannot wait.
Like literally my also list of people like I've hooked up with. Rarely names. It's usually like descriptions.
Oh, interesting. What do you think about people who have a list of people they've hooked up with? Because I know many girls that have it.
No, it's just like lists of funny stories of them.
Oh, okay.
I also have a list of people I hooked up with just to keep track.
You like, know, you to never make know sure you know to... you're not going overboard.
Exactly.
Underboard.
I have a list on my phone. It's called Stop.
I have an idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you my list. Okay. They're kind of all code names. And okay. you pick a topic that looks funny to you.
Okay.
And I'll elaborate on the story.
Okay, perfect. So I have this list in front of me. I obviously want to know about the second one. Can we? I feel like she wouldn't care.
No, it's not even a good story.
Okay, fine. Let's talk about the catfish.
The catfish.
Oh, is that you even?
No. This list is something, it can happen to friends of mine. It's just funny things.
Honestly,
I started this list when I thought I was going to write a successful show about all like,
you
the
still
awful.
Should,
you know what? I still can. And maybe I won't talk about all these things.
Don't.
The catfish happened to my best friend, Grant.
Dad, it's such a good one.
Grant had a lot of problems in his dating life. He's a gorgeous human both inside and out.
He's absolutely stunning. People stop me on the street and be like, do you know Grant? He's so hot.
And I never finally convinced Grant to go on the apps. So he downloads the apps and starts talking to this guy. Looks like he is out of an Abercrombie ad. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I had my hesitations, but of course I was going to let the game play out.
Uh-oh.
They start talking, they plan to meet, and the guy invites Grant over to his apartment. And mm-hmm. I told Grant, rule number one, if you're going out with someone on a first date, especially if you met them on the internet,
mm-hmm.
do it in a public place. Don't go to someone's apartment. It's both dangerous and you never know what's going to happen.
Uh-oh.
Grant shows up to this kid's apartment, and it is the literal opposite of what was
it's so
what he portrayed himself to be on the dating
God.
App.
He's like fat and short.
He was just physically everything Grant was not looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And Grant is such a nice person. He proceeded to have like a 2-hour conversation with this guy in his apartment.
What a nice guy. But wasn't he upset with him for lying about his identity?
Well, yeah, they didn't hook up.
Yeah, I think he just felt awkward.
He felt bad.
So he called me and was like code red, and I had to tell him that, like, you know, our best friend just was going through a breakup and he had to leave immediately.
Oh my God. Thank God for you saving him.
Oh, Abby. When I hooked up with the like juice bar manager at Barry's.
Yeah.
But he wasn't a trainer, so I referred to him as Abby because she's the queen.
That's
at the
hilarious.
Gym.
Thank you guys so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
This was fun.
Let's do this again at Acme.
Totally. Follow us on Instagram, by the way, at We Met at Acme. This has been Mike and Joe as our guests. Thank you guys again, and have a great day or night, whatever time it is you're watching this.